This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them, or should I say two of them, are going to have a great opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Warm-up time is over. You guys ready to play Starcade?
Yeah!
All right, let's go do it. Here we go. Good group of contestants here today. And let's meet them right now. I see we played the old Trick the MC game. We have two sets of twins, huh? All right, we'll start on my right. You are?
Corey Washington.
Good, and you're Corey Washington too, right?
No, I'm Jerry Washington.
You're Jerry Washington. Jerry, tell me a little bit about...
Jerry,
okay. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I go to Culver City High School, yeah. And I my hobbies are painting little miniature figures, if you know about that. Mm-hmm. And I play video games.
Okay, fine. Carrie, what about you, Corey Sane?
No, not exactly. I've been a paper boy for 2 years, and I was on the Honor Society for 1.5, and I love video games.
All right, you're a paper boy?
I was.
Gee, it seemed like flesh and blood to me. Well, okay. Let's go to the gals here. You are, I'm see if I remember this, you are Julie?
Right.
And you're Amy, right?
Yeah.
Bingo. Oh, you're Bingo. I'm sorry. Well, I'm a little confused. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Amy.
Well, I'm 17, will be 18 tomorrow.
Ah.
And I'm a senior in high school and can't wait to get out.
I remember those days myself. I know something about you. You have a birthday tomorrow.
Right.
All right, you guys. Now, all of you have been matched up based on your gameplay and ability on playing today's games. And one of you, is, or should I say two of you, I'll say one throughout the day, but you know what I mean. One of our teams is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Journey.
Right.
Yeah. You guys shake hands, let's go play Starcade. Over to the podium, there we go. And while they get set at the podium, Kevin, what five games will our players have to deal with today?
Game number one today, Bongo Bongo, where Hunter is pitted against a great gorilla. Game two is Zor, a battle to save the Federation. Game three, Food Fight, a messy sight. And game four, Tron, a journey into a startling new dimension. Game five today, Super Pac-Man, and the great one is back. Jeff?
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Now, those are today's five games, and you both had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, let me tell you one thing. One of those games we've called the Mystery Game. If you pick that in the first three games, you're going to win a valuable prize. And right now, Kevin will whisper the name of the Mystery Game to our audience.
Today's Mystery Game is Food Fight.
Okay, now, we couldn't hear that, but that is the Mystery Game. I'm going to ask you both a question. All right, all four of you, a question. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, and your team will choose the first video game that we're going to play. Now, in this case, anybody can buzz in, but only one of you can answer, okay? All right, as soon as you know the correct answer, buzz right in. Donkey Kong Jr.'s mission is to rescue A, the Fair Maiden, or B, Papa from Mario. Washington's buzzed in first.
B.
Who's going to answer?
B.
What do you say?
B.
B, all right. Yes, Papa from Mario. Right you are. Okay, Corey, you're the guy that buzzed in. Carrie. Oh, this is going to be a long day. Carrie, you're the guy that buzzed in, and that means you get a chance to pick the game. So which of the five games do you want to play?
Food Fight.
Food Fight. Listen to that sound. That's the Mystery Game. All right, your team is right off won a prize, and Kevin's going to tell you what it is.
You've won these Parker Brothers home video game cartridges based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Now, Carrie has picked Food Fight. Of course, I know you know how to play the game, Carrie, but we want to let everybody in on it, the game. A lot of these are new games, and some people haven't seen them. So let's ask Kevin how we play Food Fight.
Well, you see, it's like this. I love ice cream, all kinds, and I'll do anything to get it. And in Food Fight, that can mean anything. I can run right for it, gobble it up for points, Or I can take my time, fling a little food along the way at the pursuing chefs for more points, or lure them into holes, being careful to avoid them myself. But I must reach the ice cream before it melts. One false move and, oh yuck, the food is on me. It's Food Fight.
Okay, you picked Food Fight, and here we are. Which one of you is going to play the game?
I'm going to play the game.
Carrie, you're going to play the game. All right. Any particular strategy you're going to use?
No, I'm just going to do as best as I can.
The only hints I'll give to you, watch out for the chefs. Don't fall in the slots. And Chuck, when he points down, he throws down. And when he points up, he throws in that direction. Okay. Let's get ready to play. Come on over here, Corey. And Carrie's ready. 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Yeah, you got the cone. Good. 500 points, 700, 1,900. Good shot. Some more food if you can. There you go. 5,100. Doing great. Oh, the chef got you. That's right. Another chuck. Another chuck will come up. Good shot. All right, one more time. Another chuck coming. Look out. Ah, they got you. And that looks like 5,400. That is really good. You don't think so?
Well, it was okay. I think I could have done better than.
All right, well, we're going to see how Julie and Amy do. Why don't you go on back, and Julie and Amy, come on down. All right, Amy and Julie, the guys did pretty well. I don't know. It's going to be kind of tough to equal. Who's going to play Food Fight?
I guess I am.
Okay, Amy's going to play. Julie, you can coach her. Before you start, you saw what the guys did, and you're going to avoid the chefs, avoid the slots. Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay, good luck to you. Let's get ready to play. Woo! Ready? Get set. Play. Watch out for the chefs. Get the cones. Way to go. Another 1,000. 5,500. Good, good throw. That's the way to do it. Try to get some more if you can. Get another 1,000. Go for it. All right, that's the end. Terrific. 9,200. You guys did great. To see who gets a chance to choose the next game right here on Starcade.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Journey, and you'll fly through deep space on a valiant mission against UFOs and alien planets. Journey, furnished by Stern Electronics. And now more Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks a lot. That Journey's a good game, too. One of you is going to have a chance at it, but first, let's recap the scores. Washington's, you have 5,400. Levinson's, 9,200. Okay, now, you're in the lead, but remember, there's one more game to be played in this round, and the total score of both rounds is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So I have another question here. First one to buzz in gets to pick the next game if you answer the question correctly. You all set? Hands on buzzers. The game Lost Tomb begins with a parachutist landing on the tomb, or Washington's.
A
parachutist landing on the tomb. Right you are. Okay, you get to pick a game out of the four left. What do you want to play?
Tron.
Tron it is. We'll play Tron. You're going to have 50 seconds to play it. And let's listen to Kevin as he tells us how to do it.
Journey with me now into a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes. And the warrior Sark, protector of tyrannical MCP, is our dreaded enemy. We can enter this world by one of four routes. And even on entering, we must be on our guard, for the entry path is never the same. We could enter by way of the IO tower, through the tank maze, directly through master control, or in a blinding flash on the light cycle grid. If we secure an area, we can choose another. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy. It's Tron.
Okay, Tron it is. Now, who's going to play it this time?
I am.
You're going to play it. Corey's going to play it. Now, let me tell you this, Corey. When you start, the computer will show you four sectors. You move the dot into one of the sectors. Whatever you get is the luck of the draw, and we'll wish you good luck. You'll have 50 seconds to do it. You all set?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's get ready to play Tron. Ready, get set, play. Shoot them down. You got to get into that circle before the timer's out. Getting points. Way to go. Doing fine. Really good. And in you go. Another shot at it. 20, 19. Okay, you want to block off that yellow circle, make it hit the wall. You've done it. Good for you. 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, that's it. 1,070 points. Let's sit up. Are you satisfied with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty much satisfied with that.
I think so. He got into two sectors, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I couldn't do as good.
Not bad at all. As a matter of fact, he got into the third sector, just didn't have a chance to score any points there. Okay, head on back for the podium. Let's see how Julie and Amy do. Okay, Julie and Amy, they got 1,070 on Tron, which is pretty good. Do you guys think you can do better?
Yeah!
Just a simple yes or no will be fine. Okay, who's going to play the game? Oh, here we go. Okay,
I'm
that
playing.
Means Julie plays the game. Amy, you come on over here. You can cheer on. Remember now, the computer will show you four sectors. You pick one. Whichever one you get's the luck of the draw. Ready? Get set. Play. She gets the same first sector. Okay, she's got to score points. She's getting that middle circle before the timer's out. Not to get touched by the ball. We'll find no luck in the first sector. Get a good point. Try to get in that sector. Good, good, you're in the sector now. Got about 30 seconds, you'll be going into another sector. There you go. Into the light cycle. Try to make the yellow cycle under the wall. Good move, good move. You did it. Plenty of time for another sector. Here we go. Pick a sector. All right, this is the tank. Got to destroy the enemy tank. Tanks on the top. That's good. Hey, you got it. Keep going. Any time for another sector? Let's see. Into another sector. We'll see it come. Oh, okay, it was a good find. 2,105. Back to the podium. Some importance coming up. Right on back to the podium. Here we go. Because what we're going to do now is find out who's going to play the name of the game. You both had a chance to play the food fight in Tron, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So we're going to total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. The Washingtons have 6,470. Levinsons, you have 11,000. You're the leaders to play the name of the game board. Come on, right down here. All right, on there. Okay, turn and face this way so we can get a nice picture of your face. Well, I tell you what we're going to be dealing with here. Behind you, there are four television screens, and on those four screens, that's the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games, the playing field. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win some wonderful prizes. Kevin?
Julie and Amy, for three correct answers, you'll win Mr. Disc, a compact, personal, portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. It plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc. And for four correct answers, Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's.
Okay, those are great prizes. Now, we got to decide who's going to play first. Who's going to go first?
I am.
All right, you're going to go first. All right, turn around. Here we go. Now remember, you go first, and then Amy goes next, then Julie again, and then Amy. All right, we go in order. All right, there's the first one. Is that reaction or reactor?
Reactor.
Reactor. Right you are. Good. Next one coming up. This is for Amy. Is this whack-a-mole or holy moly?
Whack-a-mole.
No, sorry. That's wrong. Julie's turn. Look at this one. Is it quicks or pulsars?
Pulsars.
No, sorry, that's wrong. Let's do the last one just for the home audience. Number four, is it Domino's or Domino Man?
Domino Man.
Domino Man is right. Okay, you got 2 out of 4. No prizes, but you did really well, I think. Not bad. Keep your excitement, because coming up here in just a moment, we're going to be back, and we're going to play the final round, and we're going to find out who's going to get a chance to win that beautiful video game, Journey. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade Hotline. On the leading edge of video game technology is a game called Dragon's Lair, using a laser disc to create lifelike animation. The player controls the actions of the animated character as he encounters peril after peril in an enchanted castle. The laser disc is programmed to display the character's fate based on the player's quick response to life-threatening situations. Dragon's Lair, a new concept in video games. And now back to more fun with Jeff and the Twins.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. All right, guys, here we are at round number 2. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play, and this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win the video arcade game Journey. So we have your last question right here. I don't know, Corey and Kerry, maybe you'd better miss this question, because every time you get a question, they beat you at your own game here.
Yes.
All right, good luck. Hands on buzzers. Here's the question. The Bagman speaks what language? A, English. B, French. Washington.
French.
French is right. Okay, don't put down yet, because you have to pick a game. Which game do you want to play?
I'm going
to go for Super Pac-Man. Going for
all
Super right. Pac-Man, Kevin. Woo! Playing the game.
And the mild-mannered Pac-Man mildly eats rows of fruit and objects and chomps a few monsters to rack up points. Special keys open gates to more fruit, and the super button control gives him an extra burst of super speed. Chomping a super dot, he changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit, it's Super Pac-Man.
Okay, you guys have picked Super Pac-Man. You've each played a game, so who's going to play this one?
I'm going to play it. I think I can do it this time. I'm going to try as best I can.
All right, Kerry, now I'll tell you, you need a lot of points because your team's behind right now.
Yeah.
One important thing I'll just tell you, and you guys might want to listen to this too, Levinson's. When it gets to be Super Pac-Man, hit your acceleration button because that'll move him faster and you get more points.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you cheer him on, Corey. Here we go. Get ready to play Super Pac-Man. You'll have 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. There you go. Got a key. Super Pac-Man, hit the acceleration button. There you go. We'll be good. Okay, back to normal. Watch out for the ghost. Oh, good. Look out. Oh, they got you. Another Pac-Man coming up. Here we go. 22 seconds. Go for the key. Another key. Another key. Get him. You got, oh, not in time. Time's moving. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 1,800 points. Almost 2,000 points. Not bad, you guys. Well, how do you think he did, Corey?
I think he did pretty good.
I do, too. Okay, Kerry, head on back. Let's bring down the Levinsons. We got the energy guys here. Okay, and Super Pac-Man, each of you have played a game. Who's going to play this one?
I am.
Yeah.
You're not going to do all that stuff.
No, because she let me.
Oh, good for you, Amy. You're a nice person.
I know.
Okay, Julie.
Yes?
Any questions?
Nope.
All right, we wish you good luck. Get ready to play Super Pac-Man. You have 40 seconds. Ready, set, play. Okay, hit the acceleration, but there you go. Moving good. You have another Pac-Man coming up. You have 25 seconds. Going good, going good. Get a key. You can open it up. Get a key. There you go. Ready, look out. Key. Watch out. Going great. Get those up there. Get those hearts up there. Doing it. 260. Not bad at all. I think you did great. On back to the podium, and we're going to find out here in just a moment who's going to go for the video arcade game, and that game, of course, is Journey. Now, let's take a look at the final tally and see how you did. Our winners for the day, the Levinsons, with a grand total score of 13,581. Congratulations, you guys. You did a really nice job. Hang on just a second. I want to say goodbye to my friends Corey and Kerry. Corey, you were great. Kerry, good too. They're just a little bit too much for you. We have some nice consolation prizes for the Washingtons. And if I could interrupt you for just a second, you've also won something else. Kevin?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
So you guys got a computer? Now you're going to play for the grand prize, your own video arcade game, and we'll do that right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigga Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigga Elite. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI. And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages.
All right, welcome back to Starcade. And now the big challenge, and that's a chance for the Levinsons to win their own very own video arcade game. Okay, here's the situation, Julie and Amy. There are still two games left unplayed, Zor and Congo Bongo. You can play either one, but what you'll have to do in 30 seconds is equal or beat the average score of over 20 other players who also played these same games for 30 seconds. If you choose Zor, you got to score 654 points. If you choose Congo Bongo, you must score 2,034 points. Do that, and the beautiful video arcade game is yours, okay? What's your decision? Which one do you want to play?
Zor.
Houston, this is Zor. I am alone. All of my comrades have been shot down, but the Federation is not yet defeated. I am here, and I am not afraid. My craft is swift, my aim sure.
You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Take it off. Better start firing. Drop your mines, those air-to-ground missiles to get the ship. Okay, another plane's coming up. Use the air-to-ground missiles for the ship. Oh, another one's coming up. Your time's going fast. You gotta get some points. Air-to-ground missiles, 300. Get some more, 400. Too bad. You had to beat 654, I think it was. You only got 400. That wasn't enough, but you guys have been great contestants. Amy and Julie Levinson, any friends in the audience, come on up and congratulate them. They're great players. This is Jeff Edwards for Starcade. We'll see you in the next game.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.